views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And each Monday on the show, I have some of the most gifted coaches, healers, speakers, and authors that help you to work through some of the most challenging issues that you face as a parent so that you can be in a place to guide your kids to happiness and well-being. And if you'd like to learn more about me, your host, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com or to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com. However, today we have a special edition of Teaching from the Heart. As listeners of WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, and Rhode Island are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and I myself live on the South Shore of Long Island, New York. So my very special guest today is Dr. Pat Basile from the Dr. Pat Show and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio. And she's going to be talking with us today about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for waking up so early on the West Coast to be with her, be here with us today.
I have to tell you, I am excited to be here with you. I mean, I know it's early here, but for those of us that have decided to work for themselves, be in business, become self-employed, and Chris knows a bunch about this, We know what it's like to get up early, Chris, don't we?
Oh, here every morning just before 6 a.m.
And smiling every day. Well, Julie, thank you. It's so great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I'm sitting here coming to you from the South Shore of Long Island, and I'm so grateful that I didn't suffer any damage, especially, you know, it's a miracle because I live two blocks away from the water, and knowing that there are three major breaches on Fire Island, which is literally a few blocks from me, there's literally new running inlets that have formed. And I mean, the devastation all over, particularly here in the Tri-State area, is unbelievable. So, you know, what's this like for all of you watching what happened from afar? What's the reaction for people that are seeing this on TV and hearing about the devastation in this area?
Well, you know, this is really kind of interesting. And Chris, why don't you talk from your point of view, because you're right in the middle of this, Chris.
Well, it's amazing because the weather forecasters, as they predicted the storm, of course, we always just assume, we watch channels like the Weather Channel, that they're hyping it up a little more than what it's actually going to be. There have been many circumstances where, you know, the forecasters have made it sound a lot worse. And then when it gets here, it's not as bad. Well, this storm, as they refer to it, Superstorm Sandy, because it was a hurricane wrapped inside a nor'easter, was everything the forecasters said and our own weather person, Rick Edwards, said, and more. And it really hits the Musquamicut Beach area of Westerly a lot harder than anybody would ever think in our particular area over here in Rhode Island. As a matter of fact, our governor, Lincoln Chafee, said on Friday that Musquamicut in Westerly got hit the absolute worst in Rhode Island because of the tidal storm surge. The storm hit us right at the time of high tide, and when those two events occurred, and we also had a full moon high tide too, which means that the tides are running a little higher than normal to begin with without the storm surge. So with all of that added together, the I believe the swell was above 11 feet above normal. And 11 feet might not even sound like it's that high, but when you're talking about low-lying areas, you're talking about a gently sloped coastline. The entire area, there are businesses down there. The buildings, they look like they're irreparable. They'll have to rebuild. Atlantic Avenue, which is the road that goes along our beach, under 10 feet of sand at certain points. And since last week, the National Guard and still the general public is not allowed back down there. They're down there digging as we speak. And just this weekend, this is something you'll appreciate, Pat, because I know you're all about, volunteering and trying to help, transform, so to speak. We had an outcry of support from volunteers. And even though the general public's not allowed down there, they're actually Serve Rhode Island, a nonprofit organization, is taking shuttle buses down to the beach, I think like 50 or 60 people at a time down there, to volunteer to shovel and help a lot of the homeowners down there, because there are a lot of homes that were affected by this too. So it's just something beyond what we ever thought would happen resulted from the storm.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is, from a lot of different perspectives, Chris and Julie, we're also seeing which I believe is kind of shocking in a sense, unprecedented cooperation from the insurance companies. I understand that Delaware, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and D.C., have also declared that the deductibles won't be applicable for Sandy-related claims, meaning they're not going to increase or hit people with that from an insurance point of view. And, it's kind of interesting that we have this kind of cooperation and awareness. But Rhode Island, from what I understand, led the way in really looking at an industry and an industry alert, just to let people know that there was some action that was going to be taken on their behalf. And I think that's unprecedented, too, in a lot of ways, because, insurance companies don't have to do very much. I mean, I think we all know that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they tell us about all of the different things they have to do. And I got to be careful about what we say, because we have insurance companies sponsor the radio station. But really, what insurance companies do is they take monthly payments. I think that's pretty obvious. And, the whole idea is, if something goes wrong, whatever you're buying insurance on, you get some sort of payment. It's a simple, simple process, as you said.
Well, but you got to give a shout out for those folks out there in Rhode Island, because, they really step forward. Which is, I think, something to be said for the level of consciousness around the storm. I don't know about you guys, but I was really struck by some of the photos that are out there. I mean, one of them in particular, one of the slideshow photos that was sent to me, there are signs that have been posted. One of them, it was, "Looters will be shot." Yeah. And then there was a footnote that said, "By local vet." Well, I would probably really be the last one to be going into that neighborhood to thinking I'm going to be pulling anything off. But it's kind of interesting. Do you guys think that that approach deters people? What do you think?
It's hard to say. I know that night during the storm, the community across next town over from me, during the storm, we saw that, we heard through Facebook that there were looters with a U-Haul truck, because people had been evacuated. Mm-hmm. So there were people going into homes during the storm, stealing things from people's homes when they were evacuated. So, that kind of ugliness that's going on is real. And I really don't think there's much you can do about it, because you're going to leave your house for the safety of your family, for your life. And, what will be, because obviously there are people that have lost everything in this storm, and you hear them saying that, thank God I have my life. Thank God my family is safe. And that gratefulness, that it's tremendous to see people that have lost everything and literally just have the clothes on their back saying, you know what, I have my life. And then on the other hand, you have people, the ugly, fighting over gas, and they didn't lose anything. They're just fighting over gas to get their cars running. And it's really boggling to see the two different perspectives, people that lost everything that they own, feeling grateful, and people that, you know, maybe escaped not losing anything, worried about getting to work on a Monday morning.
You know, I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about you, with you guys a little bit about how it has hit some of the most unfortunate areas and some of the reaction from people, especially around the area of gasoline. And, you know, we're now starting to get pictures coming in from Queens. And it's almost the people in these areas, Staten Island, Queens, feel so alone. You know, it's one thing to be on an island. It's another thing to be on an island and have people forget that you're on an island.
Yeah, yeah. The devastation there, it reminds you of Katrina. The people, I'm sure everybody has seen the coverage, the news coverage of that woman just pleading for help. Please, where is everyone? We need you here. It just reminded you of what happened in Katrina. And you're wondering, well, where is the National Guard? Where are the first responders? And the thing about it is, there's so many of the first responders, the fire department, the New York City Fire Department, that live there in Staten Island, and their homes were ruined, and they're out there going and doing rescue work. And to me, I just look at this, and what have we learned from Katrina, and have we made improvements to our response in these natural disasters? But that's something I think, you know, is worthy of talking about when we come back from the break. You know, what have we learned from Katrina? And did we improve our response in this disaster in the East Coast here? So we'll talk about that when we come back from break. So we're going to be back in a few minutes. Please join us and call into the studio. Let us know what your experience has been in this aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping. and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Today, my special guest is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show, and we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And before the break, I was wondering, you know, what does everyone think about the response to all of the victims of the hurricane? Have we improved that response since Hurricane Katrina? Have we learned anything? Dr. Pat, from where you are, what does it look like?
Well, I want to tell you, I was at an event last night with about 30 people. And one of the things that I want to just say really quickly is that when you live across the country the way we do, it's kind of fascinating how most of us out here rely so much on coverage on the news. One of the things that I find has changed for all of us is that we all are in this place now where we don't have to rely on the news. And what I mean by that is, and we've got a caller, I can't wait to get the caller on the line as well. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have now been connected digitally, that there is information that comes through the news, and then there is the real information. And some of these videos from everyday people don't lie. You know, pictures of Queens burning, that doesn't lie, but it doesn't make the news. So, you know, for us that sit clearly across the country in Seattle, although we've been very affected, I mean, Linda, our producer's from Central Jersey, the hardest hit part, one of the hardest hit parts of Jersey that's not the coast. So we have a couple of people on the line that are going to talk to this issue. But I really do believe that, you know, if you're living in a different part of the world and you're not plugged in the way we are because we have a network, you're not getting the picture. Yeah. I mean, I talked to people last night. One of them was a friend of mine who flew to New York for the marathon and was sitting in Manhattan up until the last minute to run the race, and found out over the news that it wasn't going to be run. But she herself said, this is wrong. Why are we running this race? So there are a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of strange things. But what I think is the good is that there are ways now to get information that there has never been before. You know, whether that be through internet, through Facebook, people helping each other, yes, saying, hey, that there's a gas station open on 153rd Avenue, blah, 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 go there. This is really a different way of being, despite all of the pictures, yes, you hear about people fighting. And honestly, I haven't seen the kind of violence that some networks are talking about.
Yeah, and they do hype up. I mean, they like to sensationalize the ugly. And then when people – and what happens with that is people feed into that hype, and then they go into fear, and you get these gas lines that are miles and miles long. And my husband and I, we knew to fill our tanks before the storm, and we said, we're not going to get on those lines. We don't need to. Let's conserve. And it will die down. But if I play into that hype, you know, it's just going to make the lines longer, and I don't want any part of that. But yeah, the media does focus on a lot of the ugly, but there is so much good going on. And let's hear from our caller, Grace, from New York, and see what she has to say.
Hi, Julie, hey. It's Aunt Grace.
Hiya, Grace.
I am so proud of you, and I just want to say, in answer to the question, I believe there's a lot of goodness in man helping one another when these kind of things happen, when disasters happen. I believe in the goodness of man, and I hope that that could be publicized more, and I hope that we do learn something from this in response time and this and that. I hope the people that can do something to help are looking at the people that aren't as fortunate as they are, to turn around and, no matter what, be able to help out, to roll up your sleeves and say, okay, I'm just going to go out there and do what I can to make the situation better, rather than to sit back and just complain about, well, I can't get gas.
Right.
That's an important thing. It all comes from the individual.
Absolutely.
Think about the next person, the golden rule. Think about somebody else besides yourself. And your transformation radio that does that kind of thing. That's what we need to do in this country. Get back to being good and caring about the next person. Mm-hmm. People in big business, they got to think about the workers, the people that put them where they are. Take care of your workers. Take care of others. Just in general, take care of other people. Care about your neighbor.
Yeah. And I think we're seeing that. This is unprecedented. And there are companies that are reaching out, and they are saying, you know what, take care of your family first. Let us know what you need. And, you know, I know that corporations in this country have to undergo, you know, many of them, a lot of transformation in caring about their people. And, you know, again, this is with the election coming, this is going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. But yeah, Aunt Grace, you're so right. One person can make such a difference. Last night I was watching the news, and our Long Beach on Long Island is absolutely devastated. And there was one 19-year-old girl that said, I'm going to rent a U-Haul and get everyone in my community to donate whatever they can. And they filled that truck, and just a 19-year-old girl, one person,
right,
made such a change for the community. Hats, coats, food. I mean, these people had nothing. They didn't even have, you know, it's cold here in the Northeast, and people don't have power. And one young woman was able to make a change like that. So it's a great thing to see people rising.
You know what's interesting, Grace, and thank you for calling in to the show. I love what you said about it really is time for us to get back to helping each other. And, you know, one of the things you said that has been a real commitment and passion for me is, you know, the state of the world in corporate America, and making sure we're taking care of the people that work so hard to build this country. And, you know, most of us that are, you know, grew up in New York and New Jersey, and now I live on the West Coast, we were really struck by Governor Christie. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you vote on. I just want to say this because I'm probably not someone that would have voted for Governor Christie. But, you know, he's being seen as this sort of rock star right now for putting political business behind. And, you know, his relationship with, you know, President Obama right now, and some of the pictures that were taken together, they say is really unprecedented for, you know, a politician who had some very anti-presidential points of view to really step forward in another way. And people are really looking at this, at least from a different part of the country, as a very interesting collaboration. I don't know what you guys think of that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, something like this shakes you to your core. And, you know, isn't it interesting that people in their own lives, when something happens, when they go through something traumatic, that is when they have the biggest transformational shift. And this is happening to millions and millions of people at one time right now. And it's crossing political lines. And I think that's really what's happening. I mean, you can't look at this and be Governor Christie and care about political lines when you see your state just in ravished. It's
I was really struck by
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Grace.
No, exactly what you said and what you said too. You have to put your personal and political things aside and just step up to the plate and say, you know what, we're just going to do what it takes to help people out. We can't start thinking about ourselves. It all comes back to thinking about the next person, really, with your heart. That's what I believe we're on this earth for, to help each other. We're all in this boat together.
Right.
That's what we're here for. That's what, you know. I want to leave this earth knowing that at least I did even something small to make it better. That's how I feel.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, let somebody else go up now, but I thank you all for letting me go.
Thank you.
Thank you. We need to get Grace to be our regular spokesperson. I think she should do a 1 minute clip for every show.
I think so. She works in Long Beach, and they're blessed to have her.
Wow.
So it looks like we're going to take another break, and when we come back, let's look at different aspects of this storm. Let's look at how we think it might affect the political election coming up tomorrow, and let's talk about, you know, what we think it's going to take to really build our communities. So you're listening.
Yeah, we have Linda on too. We're going to talk. We're going to get a Jersey point of view.
Yeah, we need to hear from Jersey. Absolutely. So you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. When we come back, we're going to have Linda on talking about Jersey and what's going on there. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination. The home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen is having a post-hurricane sale. We are giving away a free generator with the purchase of any new vehicle during the month of November. Check out these deals. A new Ford F-150 for just $269 per month. A new Mazda 3 for only $129 per month. A new Hyundai Sonata for an unbelievable $129 per month. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta sign and drive for $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, and hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Open 7 days. Central is your best destination for service of all makes and models. Remember, Central is the only destination for the best brands at one location. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, Central Auto Group, CT.com, Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
While most of the attention for Tuesday's election is on the race for the presidency, it's important to remember good government starts at home. At no time is that more true than when we elect our school committees. Good education is the foundation of our democracy. That's why it's important to vote for James Morano, Dave Patton, Diane Carradillo-Bowdy, and Mary Raftery. Together, they will help ensure each and every one of our children gets a good education while keeping the needs of the taxpayers in mind. Paid for and approved by the WTA. James Morano, Dave Patton, and Mary Raftery have been excellent school committee members. They've ensured each and every Westerly student from preschool to 12th grade gets a good education while dealing fairly but firmly with the teachers' union. They can't do it alone, however. They need the support of newcomer Diane Carradillo-Bowdy, and most importantly, you, the Westerly voter. So re-elect school committee members James Morano and Dave Patton, and elect Diane Carradillo-Bowdy and Mary Raftery. They're good for education and good for Westerly. Paid for and approved by the WTA.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti with our Vote for Valenti campaign. Family owned and operated for over 86 years, built on trust, honesty, and an enjoyable experience. Rob, why would people vote for Bob Valenti Ford in the Auto Mall Mystic? Thanks, Jason. I do want to show people how I'll earn your vote. New 2012 Ford Fiesta, $193 a month, sign and drive. New 2012 Ford Fusion, $199 a month, sign and drive. New 2012 Ford Focus, $239 a month, sign and drive. Get up to 39 miles per gallon, no money down, sign and drive.
Rob, how about the new 2013 Ford Escape and Explorer? Do they have no money down and sign and drive?
Yes, Jason, the new 2013 Ford Escape at $344 a month or the 2013 Ford Explorer at $391 a month. Remember, that's zero down, sign and drive.
Rob, are Bob Valenti Ford trucks still tough?
Yes, tougher than ever on a new 2012 Ford F-Series truck. Take up to $9,200 off.
That's why everybody votes for Valenti.
Jason, everybody gets the most enjoyable experience and the best price, and we'll show you how to go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you, and just smile and just vote.
Tax, title, reg, and doc extra.
Hey everyone, we're back on Transformation Talk Radio Network, and this is Julie Kay, Teaching from the Heart, and I have Dr. Pat here with us, and we also have Linda, our very own Linda, from New Jersey, and she's going to tell us what's going on in her neck of the woods. Hey, Linda.
Well, hi, how are you? Things here have gotten a little bit better. But it's very interesting. You talked about the good and the bad and the ugly. it's very interesting, the different stages that are going on. In the very beginning, everybody was, okay, we need this, we need that. The PSE&G was giving out bags of ice and water and all of that kind of stuff to try to help people because, obviously, the stores didn't have it and none of the stores were open. So things for the first day or two were okay, people helping each other and supporting each other. And then it got very strange because people were absolutely crazy at the gas stations, fighting, running into each other with their cars. And people were parking all over the highway, so the roads were all backed up, you know, waiting to get gas for their generators. So then you went through that stage, and then you got a little bit more of things started to open and people were, you know, helping and talking about the storm and that kind of thing. And the hotels in the area, because there's not that many that had power, have not been real supportive of those people who have been displaced because they haven't had electricity and still don't have electricity. And they are paying $220 a night for a hotel room, and I can say the name of it because I suggested that they write to the president of the Marriott and tell them, you know, you're supposed to be helping people. You've got more money than anybody in the world. You have people that are displaced with children, high school kids. They're not in school because the schools aren't open yet. We still haven't opened the schools because of the power issue. But they're charging people $220 a night, which you don't get reimbursed for through insurance. You get no support from that.
Well, Linda, what you're saying is they're charging $225 a night when they normally wouldn't be at that price. So are you saying that they jacked up their rates, or is that just the normal rate?
No, it's a normal rate because it's a corporate, sort of a corporate hotel near one of the big companies that's out here.
Okay.
And
Their
normal rate is probably higher than that because it's a corporate rate and they can get the money because that's what they do. But you would think because 90% of the people have no place to go, they can't go to relatives because relatives don't have the power either. They can't go visit, you know, stay with friends because they don't have power. So it's like, okay, where else do you go? So they went to a hotel, you know, and for 90% of that hotel to be booked every single day and on the weekend, which normally they wouldn't have because it's a corporate hotel. Most of the people go home on a Friday or a Thursday.
Right.
Until Monday. So, you know, they're maybe getting 3 or 4 days of the $220, $225, whatever it is, the nightly rate. And here you've got people that are there 24/7, 7 days a week.
Right. Well, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when we were on the West Coast during the devastation of 9/11. And I think you remember this. When we were trying to get back from California. Now, think about this. We went through a series of situations where the world was devastated by 9/11. But in California, you know, you didn't have any immediate devastation. But what you found was, because all the airports were shut down, there was only one way to travel if you didn't have your vehicle, and that was through renting cars. And what we discovered was that every car that was available to rent, none of the rented cars were renting one way. And that was their normal procedure, except for one company. All of the other companies had raised their rates. The only company that didn't raise their rates and offered special deals for people, even one way, was Enterprise. And I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem giving Enterprise. Chris, I hope you don't have some other rent agency, but I'm just saying.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Enterprise is great.
Enterprise is great. But I'm really struck by that, Linda, about what you said. What are the conditions now?
Well, things are getting a little bit better, but we're now on rationing like we were back in the 70s, where you have the odd days, the even days.
Uh-huh.
And some of the gas stations have lines that are just for people walking with their little handheld 5-gallon jugs of gas. And then you have some that are not taking those people at all because the police are out everywhere trying to keep the traffic moving and people not fighting. So there's still arguing going on. And people getting in line that are the if it's an odd day, they have an even license plate number, and they're trying to get through.
For tomorrow.
So the police are going through and saying, okay, out of line, out of line, out of line, out of line, and making people get out of line.
Linda, what are they saying about how the estimated time to restore power in New Jersey? Because here on Long Island, we still have, I mean, I think they're doing a great job. I know people that are sitting in the dark and cold are getting frustrated, understandably so. It's very cold here. We have about a quarter of a million people still without power, and we have this storm that's going to hit. Looks very
likely. Don't even say it, Julie.
This is coming Wednesday into Thursday, and they're saying that 90% of the customers will be with power by Wednesday, and there are just certain areas that were so devastated that it's not safe to turn the electricity back on, but those people are probably with others living elsewhere because their houses are not livable, in livable condition. But what are they saying by you in New Jersey?
Well, they just brought more trucks in, and they've got trucks coming in from Texas as far almost to the Mexico border, that they're bringing more trucks in to try and get the power up. And I know South Jersey is in pretty bad shape, but around here there's still, I don't know the numbers, but there are still spots in the central area that don't have power. North Jersey, there's quite a few places that don't have power. There's a lot of poles that are down, a lot of poles that are cracked in half, and the wires are just hanging in the air. The other thing, too, is that people are crazy with their generators, and they're not taking precautions with them. You know, they're trying to bring them in the house as close as they can. Actually, down the street from where my brother was staying, there's a house that the other night, the owner of it was trying to fill the generator with gas, didn't turn it off, and something sparked in it with the gas. It started to the flames started to come, and then all of a sudden he dropped the gas can trying to get away from the generator exploding with the fire, and lost his whole house, every single thing in it. All that's left is a chimney. So people are not thinking rationally either about, you know, you've got to do this. You got to think about the fumes. You got to think about the sparks.
That's why it's so important to stay calm and level-headed in this, because when you're in that place of anxiety, You're tired. You can't think. You cannot make clear decisions. It's like, you know, we have to take a step back. And as devastating as this is, say, okay, well, right now I'm okay. Slow down. You know, let me look at what I'm doing, the decisions I'm making, because there still is destruction that's coming from this. Like you said, people's houses going on fire and all of these different things, these explosions. We're still hearing about these things here and there. Luckily, thank God, you know, we're hearing less and less of this kind of destruction as the days go by. But
Linda, yeah. I want to ask you, Linda, I made a comment about Governor Christie and earlier. I don't know if you heard that, but for those of us that are sitting on the outskirts, you know, he's kind of become the rock star of this. That's a really weird term, you know, to call somebody that is in the governor position. And, you know, it's really quite controversial because, you know, you have, I'm not going to name radio stations, calling the relationship between Christie and Obama a bromance. And I thought to myself, this is so weird to have the political tone of this now come in on such a collaboration. And, I, you know, you're in New Jersey. What do you think of your governor?
Well, I think that, well, I missed a lot of it because I didn't have power either.
Oh, so good point.
And I didn't have a portable radio because I kept saying, okay, the storm is not going to be that bad and, you know, we'll be okay and I'll have power, blah, blah, blah. Well, stupid me. I didn't have power for, I don't know, 5 days, I guess it was. And, you know, I survived it. I managed. But the things that I did hear him say, I give him a lot of credit for being bold and going out there and saying, okay, everybody in Atlantic City, you need to evacuate and you need to do it now because it's going to be bad. They didn't listen, and the officials in Atlantic City told people, oh, no problem, we have the shelters here, we have the shelters there, you can go stay here, you can go stay there, okay? Then when the storm hit, and after the surges were over, he was getting calls, we need help to get the people out. Well, hello, he got on TV, and he said, we can't get you out. We cannot have our first responders. We can't risk the lives of our first responders. When we warned you to get out, we will get there to help you as soon as we can.
Yeah, wow. That happens here. That happens here.
Did it happen there too?
Of Fire Island, yeah. We lost, thank God, no responders, but a police car was lost going out trying to rescue 14 people on Monday, you know, before the thick of the storm hit. Because at 9 a.m. here, it was the water was rising. You know, we were seeing that early as 9 a.m.
Right.
I think Thursday afternoon, sometime around like noonish, they tried to rescue people on the barrier island of Fire Island. And for those of you who have seen the pictures of Fire Island, you know, I don't know how those people made it through. I think there were about 60 people that stayed. But it looks like it's time to take a break. So when we come back, we'll continue with this discussion, the good, the bad, and the ugly in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Make him understand the world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta love your man.
Hey everyone, we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I do want to let listeners know how to get in touch with me. If you go to my site, MindFocusGeneration.com. You can contact me there. You can email me directly if there's some topics, issues you'd like me to cover in the future. Please definitely let me know. You can also sign up for my newsletter and receive a free gift, my daily creation planner to use for yourself and with your kids, and send me any questions that you might have. And today we're here talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And we have a caller here, John from Oakdale in New York. So how you doing over there, John?
Hi, Julie. How are you? Fortunately, we made out better than many in this neighborhood. We were very fortunate.
That's good. Thank God. Thank God. So you guys have the power back, and you're seeing, you know, the devastation all around. And, you know, what's your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, you were talking about politics, and you know, fortunately, through a lot of this storm, I was able to have some sort of information update, whether it be online or through, you know, through the news. And talking about Governor Christie before, I just wanted to make a point of, you know, politics aside, whether you agree with Christie's political political views or not, you have to respect the man for putting priorities straight and coming over and putting himself out on the line and saying he didn't give a damn about any presidential thing that was going on right now, any campaigning, any discussion. He put his constituents first, and his priorities were in the right spot. So the man needs to be commended for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And, you know, what do you think about the orders for evacuation, and in Atlantic City, the mayor not evacuating, and the response from that?
Well, I mean, different situations with evacuation orders. I may happen to have a harsh opinion of it, but you know, in regards to something more close to you yourself, knowing where you're from, and me, you know, the evacuation orders of Fire Island. You know, if you're mandatory evacuated at this point in time and you decide to stay, you should be on your own. You know, we can't keep putting first responders in the line of danger. These people have families and homes and things to go back to themselves. And if you're not going to adhere to a mandatory evacuation, then you do so at your own risk.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it's, that's what it's come down to. It sounds harsh, and yes, will there be lives lost? Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, these people were told to evacuate, and when they weren't, when they said they wouldn't, they had to sign a piece of paper, and they were writing their Social Security numbers on their arms in permanent marker to make identifying these bodies easier after. So, I mean, as far as the governor of New Jersey, the governor in Jersey not going along with that, I mean...
You mean the, you know, the mayor of Atlanta City?
I'm sorry, the mayor of the city not... I mean, should there be some sort of accountability for that? You know, that's definitely a topic for discussion, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, here on, I mean, the Barrier Island, for those of you that aren't familiar, Fire Island is the Barrier Island, south shore of Long Island, and there are people that stayed, and really the only way off is through ferry, and the day before, they stopped all ferries and said, okay, this is your last time to evacuate, and people stayed, and I will never forget Monday night, the sound of that ocean, you know, the Fire Island buoys, what were they reading, Johnny, at like 25 foot?
Yeah, up to 30 after that, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll never forget the sound of that ocean. It was so scary, and I can't. One day, I want to interview one of those people that stayed because I just have to hear their experience, their decision for staying. Oh, did you talk to someone that stayed?
Yeah, actually, I happened to be out on Fire Island, you know, in the beginnings of the storm before the the evacuation orders had been put out, but you had to be out by 2 o'clock that day, and I happened to be with a local fireman out there checking on things before the storm hit, and discussing with the people that were staying. You know, these were all year-round residents. They were business owners. They were people that had weathered many storms out there before. And, you know, they just did not want to leave what they've built so hard to you know, establish over the years. And they were told to evacuate. They didn't. And unfortunately, that night, I mean, well, first of all, fortunately, there were no fatalities out there as of right now that we know of. We know everybody had been evacuated and were rescued. But my friend that I was with received a call from a friend that had stayed, and he was fearing for his life sitting up on the roof, Katrina style, and basically fearing for his life, wondering how he was going to get out of there, having a breakdown, deciding that he was going to try to walk. But at that point, you know, to walk 4 miles in waist-deep water and chest-deep water was just not going to happen. So it was definitely a situation out there where, in speaking with some of them now, they will not ever stay for a storm again. They said it was, you know, it was a harrowing experience, and the next time that they will be leaving. So, I mean, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, but...
Yeah, and like Chris said at the beginning of the hour, he said, you know, the news, a lot of times people think the Weather Channel sensationalizes all of this, but this time I felt it was real. I felt that what was coming was something that people should really pay attention to, and unfortunately, many people didn't, and they didn't prepare.
Well, you know what, in that regard, while I do agree, and they do sensationalize, but in the same sense, we'd be crucifying those same people if they downplay the storm and that storm
Absolutely.
Did the damage. So it's you know, it's a catch-22. You know, no one's ever going to be happy, and you know, people are smart enough, and they have the same access that I have, that you have, that your husband
right.
has to this information that we have regarding these storms. I mean, I was
Absolutely.
Telling people at work 4 days before the storm was even on the news channel.
Get ready.
As was your husband, saying, hey, listen, this has the potential to be the storm. You know,
yes.
we're looking at all these models, and it's not hard to find. And, you know, I was telling people at work, listen, I hope I'm wrong, but this has the potential. I would definitely prepare for this one. And
Better to over-prepare and be safe. There's no harm done in over-preparing.
Like you said, your cars were full of gas, my cars were full of gas, my generators were full of gas, and, you know, and people that didn't prepare hopefully learned a lesson.
Yeah, hopefully not too bad, but
Well, listen, Julie, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, John. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening. And I really want to thank my special guest today, Dr. Pat, for taking the time to be here with me and all our listeners during this very difficult time for so many people on the East Coast. And I really hope that everyone listening, that your families are safe. And if you need help, that you know where to reach out for help. There's amazing people out there giving everything that they have to help and assist others. And it really is bringing out the best of the best. And I really feel blessed to be amongst such great people on the East Coast and everywhere in the world contributing. So thank you, everyone. And have a great, great day. Hopefully your week is getting better. And please join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. I'll talk to everyone next week. In the meantime, stay safe, stay warm, and stay calm. Blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.